Yeah. Oh, how am I working with AI? How do I see it manifest itself in the future? For coming on to a year now, I have been working with an AI startup called Personal AI, to build an AI. John, I will take comments as to whether that's a good or a bad idea and what it should be doing. But in all honesty, what I'm trying to do is, as a Scrum trainer, I spend a lot of my time fielding answers to the same questions. And I don't mind that. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy answering the question. But it got me thinking, how do I help those same people who've been on a 2-day course, say, or I've been engaged with as a client once I'm gone? Because the answer's not particularly going to change, particularly for the more foundational questions. So what can we do? And I came across personal AI as part of that exploration and thought, well, actually, if I can teach this AI what I know, it shouldn't take long, and it can then answer the questions. Now, it's not going to replace me, and I'm not trying to do that. However, it can start answering some of those questions, taking in context. And I'll be honest, if you ask it a question it doesn't understand, it will respond. It will give you whatever the response is for "I don't understand." Okay. But what's interesting is I get told that question as well, and therefore I can record the answer. Okay. So I can add to that AI based on the actual context of people's questions. So over the last year, I've been putting in lots of the questions that you may have seen on YouTube and lots of the questions that come up in CSMs and CSPOs and in my day-to-day work with clients. Okay. All sort of the generics rather than the specific context ones, because it's really hard to teach an AI about very specific contexts across everybody that I work with. So we've been training it and we've got it to a point now where actually we're going to be opening it up to the general public in the next few weeks. And my hope is then that you can come along and have a chat with John's AI, ask it questions around Scrum, around Agile. And today, I'm not going to pretend that it's perfect. I'm not even going to pretend it's that great. What I'm really doing is, I'll be honest, is I'm asking you to come along and help me train it. Ask it questions that you as a Scrum Master have, or those questions that you as a Scrum Master field on a regular basis. See what the AI says. I will also be monitoring it. Okay. And what we really want to end up with is this augmented idea of a conversation where if you log in and I've gone to bed for the evening, you can still kind of talk to me. But then when I get up in the morning, there'll be a conversation there that I can jump into and join you. So you'll be talking to this AI, you'll be talking to me as well. Hopefully, you can tell the difference at the start. But really, over time, I want you to not be able to tell that much of a difference. Okay. Not on the foundational questions, the questions that are likely not going to change anytime soon. And while we're doing that, I want to teach it more about the context of the world of Agile and the world of Scrum so that the AI becomes smarter, but it can help more people in more nuanced ways. And that really, for me, becomes where the future of, AI is for John and for Agile Center, for that matter, is creating something that maybe one day could be a coach. Now, I'm not going to replace myself. I don't think that we're there yet. But it actually, if you're working day to day and it's going well, but you just need to ask a couple of questions, you don't have to get an expensive contractor in or a consultant in. You can ping an AI, ask it those few questions, get some useful information or some inspiration or validation, which is often what I come across, just understanding that you do know what you're talking about, because we all have those moments of doubt. And that for me is where we're going, is trying to make this world where we work together. We use technology to support what we do. It takes on the more basic ideas and it makes it globally available. So you have people with deeper expertise augmented by an artificial intelligence, okay, you're not just talking to this AI, you're not talking to a robot, you're talking to a real human being. But it might be that their AI is saying, well, before you talk to John, have you thought about this, this, and this? And that might be enough. That might be enough to prompt you and just nudge you forwards. Right? And if it's not, of course, I want to talk to you. I always do. I say at every class, I say to every client, I love talking about this stuff. So I don't want to remove myself from the equation. What I want to do is open it up so that we can have the deeper, more nuanced, and let's be honest, more complex discussions about how to make Agile work in your workplace, or how to develop products better, or we can be creative, we can be innovative together, we can go off-piste. Computers can't do that yet. If you've got to this point in the video, I hope you've enjoyed it. If so, a like would be appreciated. If you want to hear more from me, more answers to questions that maybe you've got in the Agile world, please subscribe to the channel. And if you've got a question that you really want answered, drop it in the comments. I promise we'll get around to it. Thank you.